Lafayette, Louisiana, and day trips near New Orleans is a couple of hours' drive northwest of New Orleans to find Lafayette, Louisiana, and it serves as a great base for day trips to the small towns in this region and the rich Creole and Cajun culture. Kristen Henning took the trip recently to discover a Zydeco breakfast. I think they start dancing very early, and lashings of local history.
Lafayette, Louisiana, or Louisiana, I think they call it over there. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thank you.
So where were you? Louisiana? How do they say it?
I say Louisiana, but that's because I'm from the headwaters of the Mississippi. Down there, you're going to hear Louisiana.
Right. It's a little bit of a black sound, isn't it?
It is such a mixture of cultures there that, and language, with the Cajun language being a variation on French, but its own thing. It's a wonderful mix. So you'll hear different pronunciations of everything.
Yeah, I have heard that before. So tell us about Lafayette, Louisiana, Louisiana, I should say.
Yeah, whatever, however you want to say it. Lafayette is in the heart of what's called the Acadian region of southern Louisiana. And it's only about 2.25 hours driving from New Orleans. So it's easy to get to. It has its own airport, or you can drive from New Orleans. You can rent a car there. And really, the way to visit it is to have a car and wander around to some of the small towns in the area. There's so much history there. But Lafayette, in and of itself, is a great little town to visit, a population of about 125,000 people, and it's known for food and music. So it's, how can you go wrong?
No, how can you go wrong? And the name, it sounds French. Was it originally a French colony?
Well, yeah, I mean, this was the whole famous land grab in the United States history was the Louisiana Purchase, which was the United States buying from the French this huge parcel of land from the Mississippi West. And that was in 1803, I believe. So
okay.
A lot of French involvement early on, and then the Acadia name comes from the French settlers who were in the maritime provinces of Canada, who were eventually expelled by the British in the late 1700s. And many of them found their way down there. So that brought an additional French culture a bit later to the area. And then there's a town in this area called New Iberia, because after the Louisiana Purchase, they wanted to populate the area a little bit more and stake their claim. So they brought Spanish settlers in to the same area. So it's, and of course, historically, it's the African, the Caribbean influence, the Native American Indian influence, and so the whole idea of Creole, which means born there or the original people there, is a very dicey label, because everyone over time claims themselves to be the native Creole people of the area, but it's such a mix, it's hard to know now.
Mm. So it's a town that's been in place for a couple of hundred years, is it?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
And,
So I suppose you go there, for, you said the music and the food. What was your principal objective in going?
Music and food.
Right.
It really was. I mean, it just, for us, and I mentioned that we're at the north end of the Mississippi, we do feel this sort of odd connection, taking the Mississippi River from Minnesota to the Gulf of Mexico and knowing places along the way. So there is that interest for us too. Lafayette, by the way, is not on the Mississippi, but it's on the bayou system that feeds into the Mississippi. So it's bayou country for those people who want to get out and explore. And in good season, there's kayaking on the bayous and There's a lot of wild land around there, state parks and national refuges.
Sounds fantastic. Now, after you've done all that kayaking, you're going to need something to eat.
Well, yeah, and we started out in downtown Lafayette the first morning at a place called Dwyer's Cafe, just a regular local place, and I had one of the hugest breakfasts I've ever eaten. It was a Bodin omelet with the Bodin is a typical local sausage of pork and rice with a it's a bit zesty, not terribly spicy, and that was just mounds of it packed into an omelet. And that then covered with hollandaise sauce. So it's a real heart attack and absolutely so scrumptious and tasty. And that's served with the typical big buttery biscuit that
Right.
is also very popular in the south of the United States.
Okay. Well, that sounds like
That
it would
was
last you
one
all day.
breakfast. I'll just start with breakfast.
Yeah.
Another breakfast we had was at a place in a nearby town called Breaux Bridge, and that place is called Buck and Johnny's. And on the weekends, they serve a Zydeco breakfast, so they have live Zydeco music,
Yep.
and that is the Cajun music that people might associate with New Orleans. A dance floor, and but the drinks are flowing, and the breakfast is coming out of that kitchen, and we've got a nice picture of the beignet, which is a famous breakfast pastry, like a donut, sort of, but with a lot of powdered sugar on it, and they just melt in your mouth. So that was a wonderful meal to start the day, and that actually got us on a lot of on our way down the road to visit some other historic towns in the area.
Got you on a sugar high.
And I have to tell you too, one of our we had a few cocktails too at some roadside saloons, as you'd imagine, and one of those places the bartender said, well, if you're going to have a bite to eat, go to this tapas bar in downtown Lafayette. It's a place called Pamplona, and we had walked by it earlier, and that's right up our alley. We love Spanish food. So we went in there, and who should we meet but a couple of guys who were on a business trip on their way from New Orleans to Houston and were just stopping over in Lafayette for the night. One of them was from Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
So,
amazing, isn't it?
yeah. So we exchanged some travel ideas.
Oh,
And
good.
that's a lovely, lovely restaurant. I highly recommend it. Their food was great.
The bulls don't run through the middle of the restaurant, do they?
It was quite a sedate place,
Right.
but
Sounds great. So that's breakfast. You've really had a few cocktails. Do they start to drink early over there, do they?
it can be an all-day thing in New Orleans. In Lafayette, and it's a bit more family-oriented, a bit more normal scene. In fact, it's interesting that we visited a historic home in Lafayette, and there's a room in that home that has a great display of Mardi Gras costumes. And what we realized talking to the people there is they attract families from the region to their Mardi Gras celebrations because no one from Louisiana wants to deal with the tourists in New Orleans. So I think that is kind of the case through all of their arts and culture. We did hear
Okay,
some
well,
great live music there.
there's a tip for people if they don't want to have to brave the crowds of New Orleans, which I believe can be pretty horrendous. Go to
So
Lafayette.
it's right, because it's a smaller deal, you're invited really into their celebrations in a much more personal way. So yeah, it's a
Okay, how long could one spend in Lafayette, Chris?
We were there for 3 nights, and we could have spent a couple more days. I think 3 nights would be wonderful,
Right. Well,
at minimum.
okay. And was there is the main meal of the day dinner?
Yes,
And what would
it
that
is.
typically be?
Well, I think any time of day, it's a pretty casual eating situation. And lunch menus and dinner menus are going to be pretty similar. A good example is a place like Johnson's Buccaneer, which is they make their own sausages, they're smoking their own meats, and they serve the traditional sandwiches, sausages, pulled pork, pulled chicken, and po' boy sandwiches, which are oftentimes seafood, fried seafood piled on with coleslaw. And these are enormous meals.
Yeah.
And you can eat that at, you know, the same menu in the morning, at lunch, and at dinner. You might have rice and beans or jambalaya, which will have a little, maybe the jambalaya's got some sausage and shrimp in it. So that typical Cajun fare can be eaten at any time of day, and it's quite filling.
Sounds fantastic. So you'd recommend Lafayette?
Absolutely. And I'll mention one more food thing, if you got a second.
Yeah.
Is that the famous Tabasco red pepper sauce is made in this area in a nearby town called Avery Island. It's really not an island. It's a salt. There's domed salt mines in the area naturally, and the geographic formation makes it look like an island from the air. The geological formation, I mean.
Okay.
And so touring that and eating at their Tabasco restaurant is another good tip.
Well, sounds fantastic. Lafayette, here I come.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM. I was speaking there with reporter Kristen Henning, who clearly enjoyed the melting pot of history, music, and food in Lafayette, Louisiana, or Louisiana if you're down the south. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.